USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The pace of new home sales is slowing. Government figures showing sales of new single-family homes fell by more than 8.5% in March to the annual rate of 763,000 units. Industry experts say rising mortgage rates and higher costs are pricing many first-time home buyers out of the market. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez is blasting President Biden's southern border policy. Congressman Gonzalez saying people are getting killed because of the border crisis.
This administration has failed miserably. You talked about Putin being dangerous. Biden is dangerous.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris is self-isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. Harris is experiencing no symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
For the first time, more than half of the United States population has detectable levels of COVID-19 antibodies from a prior infection. That's according to new data from the CDC. But agency director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that doesn't mean all of those people have maximum protection from the virus.
Those who have detectable antibody from prior infection, we still continue to encourage them to get vaccinated. We don't know how long when that infection was. We don't know whether that protection has waned.
The number of Americans with detectable COVID-19 antibodies surged from 34% in December to 58% in February. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States won't take part in saber-rattling when it comes to Moscow's threats about a possible nuclear conflict. He called it reckless, dangerous, and unhelpful after a weekend visit to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is continuing to sign bills passed by the legislature.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday to create a police force dedicated to voter fraud and other election crimes. The law creates an Office of Election Crimes and Security under the Florida Department of State. They will review fraud allegations and conduct preliminary election investigations.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The world's oldest person has passed away.
Kane Tanaka of Japan, who was recognized as the world's oldest person, has died at age 119. Born in January 1903, Tanaka enjoyed playing Othello and had a penchant for chocolate and fizzy drinks. She was certified as the oldest living person in 2019 when she was 116 years old. City officials in her hometown of Fukuoka say she lives at a nursing home and was in and out of the hospital only recently. With Tanaka's death, the world's oldest human is now Lucille Randon, a 118-year-old French nun known as Sister Andre. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Recent polling found that middle-of-the-road Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia is now one of the most popular senators in the country. The West Virginia Democrat's popularity in his home state has surged by 16 points since Biden took office. Manchin has repeatedly stood in the way of the far-left agenda associated with the Biden administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.